It hit the airwaves this morning, and Chuck Johansson, welcome. Haven't seen you for a while.
It's been a minute, right?
Good morning. Yeah, do you want to introduce our guest this morning?
I would love to introduce our guest this morning. Our guest DJ is Richard Rivera. He is the general manager of Cornhusker Express Lube. He's very versed on the lube side.
Oh, yeah.
Very versed. Great history with the company, and it's a pleasure to have him here.
Yeah, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Oh, it's an honor to be here. I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah. You guys are crazy busy, seems like, every day when I go by.
Rare occasion we're not.
Yeah. How long have you been with the company?
Going on 6 years now, I believe, right about. I don't know, time flies. It's hard to keep track anymore.
Give us a little of your background. What were you doing before you started this? Or do you live in Fremont?
So I don't. The crazy thing is, I actually born in Arizona, lived in Colorado pretty much my whole life.
Okay.
Grew up around cars. My older brother joined the Air Force, so we came up here to visit him one time, visited Bellevue, and I was like, man, it's almost scary with how people were just so friendly. It's not it's nothing like where I grew up. So we came up here for that visit. We went back, and we're like, hey, we really liked it there, did some research on it. We're like, well, it's a lot easier to live there. Don't have to have three jobs, you know, any of that stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to Nebraska, worked for a repair shop for a few months. Actually had messaged Brian about a part-time job at the car wash. Came in for an interview, and he's like, hey, I really like, you know, your outlook on everything. I got a different opportunity for you. Instead of part-time, how about you come work for me as a manager at my lube shop?
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't need a one. So one thing led to another. We did that. Did that for a few years. We had an opportunity fall into our hand with Bex Thrifty Lube, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so when he bought that, we moved me up here, which happened to be right after I just bought a house in Bellevue. That all fell into our lap. So
okay.
Now I drive every day, but I don't mind. It helps me. Like if it's a rough day, it helps me just mellow my mind out.
Yeah.
Think about everything about the day. So
yeah,
that's been awesome. We got the car wash up here now. So we're able to follow our same model we do in Bellevue. Free car wash with every oil change, you know, everything we can for the community. That's our goal.
So you're not going to flip that around, a free oil change with a car wash?
I don't think that'd be very good for the business, but it'd be a nice thought.
Not too lucrative.
When Backwards Day comes, we'll celebrate Backwards Day, right? Yeah. It is a great Cornhusker Express Lube. You guys do some great stuff there, and I know you've been super busy. I've been in there, and you guys are on top of it. And you're checking everything in that 15 minutes at the most. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've had it done as less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, it really depends on the crew that's working and if I'm super shorthanded or not. But my biggest thing is I tell my team is I'd rather take the full 15 minutes and everything be checked than get you out in five. Because these guys can punch out a car in about 3.5 minutes, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like one of the coolest comments I'd ever seen is we had somebody asking about how we do it so fast on social media. And another customer jumped on there, and they're like, well, think about it like this. They're set up like NASCAR, but for oil changes. Second, you pull in and shut your car off, there's a guy under there already going through your boxes on the bottom, getting your filter prep, loosening up your drain plug, getting ready to go through the whole shebang. So
yeah, I mean, you have the, what do you call that underneath?
The pit?
Yeah, the pit, where you can actually, somebody can actually stand down there, can't they?
Yep. Exactly. Once you pull in, it's the length of your car on most vehicles, not the long trucks.
But yeah.
Yeah, second you pull in, while they're popping the hood and checking the fluids, getting ready for the drain, somebody's already under there checking the rear differentials, transfer cases,
mm-hmm.
everything on the front end, greasing it up, all that good stuff.
So, one thing I like about it is that they do that and as a courtesy, but some of those things can turn into a big repair that, fortunately, these guys have caught on my vehicle, and it saved me a bunch of money. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Best of Fremont, were you voted that this last year?
Yeah, we've actually had it the last couple of years. Our first year in business where we had kind of taken over, we got runner-up.
Okay.
But we had only been in business for part of the year.
Right, so right.
That was huge to us for the fact that we came in, and obviously we tried to keep the same legacy going that Beck had going back through his whole time frame.
Mm-hmm.
But some things did change, and it took a little while. But yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. Community has been very, very open to us and accepting, and we couldn't do without them.
Yeah, we're talking with Richard Rivera with our folks over at Express Lube, Cornhusker Express, I can't say it now, Express Lube here in Fremont. I'd say 19th or 20th in Bell? About 20th in Bell, isn't it? Yeah. Are you always able to do every vehicle? I mean, I'm always thinking when I'm sitting there, man, they must have a filter for every vehicle in there.
So the ones I don't have, we actually will go to like Napa or different parts houses, or if they're special order and I can't get them there, we'll try to find it somewhere and have to outsource and tell the customer they got to bring it back. Or sometimes it's a little cheaper if I tell the customers, hey, you know, the cost of this oil is a special order. If you buy it yourself, bring it in, I can take care of it. Bring your own oil and filter. It's like $44. So
what's your jam, I guess? Is it a car? Is it a truck? Do you get more trucks than cars?
Depends on the day and depends on the weather.
Okay. I know you're probably keeping track, though, aren't you, of is it newer vehicles or a little bit older vehicles?
We see a little bit of everything. Like, to be honest, I've had some custom vehicles come through that blow your mind, set up more like you ever watch Jeepers Creepers?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We had a vehicle about a year and a half that came through, custom box on it, had animal skull on the front, set up on a Jeep frame. It was super cool.
Like, wow.
We do a lot of really cool, like, classic muscle cars, people's babies. I mean, they come through.
Yeah.
Then we do a lot of everybody's dailies. So, I mean,
yep.
We do a little of everything.
Yeah, it is. That's a niche for sure where a lot of folks are thinking, okay, I can get it done in 15 minutes. I got that. I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got how many? Are you open every day?
Open every day. So Mondays through Saturdays, we're open 8 to 6. Sundays are 9 to 5.
Right.
We do have online coupons, kind of help out, you know, the full synthetic oil changes. We know they're expensive. Not quite as bad as some places, but we try to keep as affordable as we can for the community in every which way. Military discount, we do a Ladies' Day discount on Wednesdays, all that. And like I say, the free car wash, you go down there. They're even like, they're crazy busy. I think they just actually, the same day we put in our last record, our car wash had a new record for their building as well.
Oh, geez, man.
So, obviously, things happen. Your car goes through, had a bunch of extra stuff on it, and it comes back out on, like, a lot of places. I mean, when you come back out and your car's still a little dirty, mud came up from under your rails, whatever
right.
it is, we allow you to go right back up to the window. They run you back through again for free, like, zero cost to you.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to make sure our customers, whether if it's a lube shop, car wash, we care about your satisfaction. Like, that's our number one goal.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cornhusker Express Lube right here in Fremont. Any significance to the song you picked out here? Little Summer of 69. It's just that time of year.
It's basic car person music, man.
We're going to take a break. We'll play one and come back here on the RVR Bank Guest DJ Show. Richard Rivera, the general manager of Express Lube right here in Fremont, Cornhusker Express. Going to hit a little Bryan Adams. And then we'll see if you can guess the next song after that.
Ah, good job.
Bryan Adams, as picked out by Richard Rivera, the general manager for Cornhusker Express Lube right here in Fremont, 20th and Bell, our RVR Bank guest DJ with Chuck Johansson this morning. I know what I wanted to talk about with Express Lube is giving back to the community. I know you probably get approached, so does the bank, and we do too every week with different fundraisers, but you're really pretty good about that, aren't you?
Yeah, between the lube shop and the car wash, we donate anything from free washes, gift cards, support a lot of the local foundations.
Yeah, proms YMCA, coming up this week, post-prom party, those kind of things.
All kinds of stuff. Our local schools and our community, we donate thousands a month to anything we can to help out.
Yeah, yeah. Again, we were talking during the song, I said I really like the 7 days a week because – usually vehicles are moving all week until about Sunday. And I'm really glad you guys are open on Sunday.
Yeah, it seems to be a different trend than what's going on with the rest of the world. It seems like everybody else is starting to close down more completely on the weekends.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saturdays are crazy for us because pretty much every other shop has decided to be closed.
Yeah, yeah. So. Cornhusker Auto Wash, let's go there, huh? Let's talk a little bit about that. Some upgrades recently?
Yeah, so recently we upgraded about $300,000 in upgrades just in the tunnel alone, trying to make sure that every customer can have a safe, clean experience for their vehicle every single time they go through. We also expanded the parking lot, gives everybody a little more space for the other thing we added in for every customer is a cleaning station. It has cleaning supplies, dressing for the inside of your car, your tire shine, towels to dry your vehicle off if the dryers didn't do quite a good enough job.
Okay.
Basically, you give your own car a miniature detail after the wash for free. So
nice. Yeah. On the upgrade side, is there something that changed as far as water that sprays on your vehicle? Or
so there's a bunch of different chemicals
that
get
sprayed,
water.
Yeah.
We have anything from ceramic sprays that hit your vehicles. You go through towards the end of that. Regenerated water that helps reduce the water spots. We upgraded all of our brushes that go down that to really soft cloth that swings around your vehicle to make sure it's covering nose to, you know, center of your tailgate, trying to make sure we get every piece of the dirt off as safe as possible.
Well, and I know, Chuck, you said you're a member.
Right. No, I am very pleased at the quality and the care that goes into the wash. Obviously noticed the cleaning station when they put that in. I think that's relatively new. Poured new concrete on the west side of the property, so that added some availability to stop and do those things. You know, it's a one-stop shop, really, and their staff is amazing. Debbie's amazing. She's been there forever. Mm-hmm. Just quality people and quality care.
Well, when you pull up and you're about to go through the tunnel, that's kind of the little things are what make the difference, I think, there, where all of a sudden they're spraying and getting the spots where, oh, yeah, it's a little heavy there. I'm going to spray that off. That's that little extra touch.
Right. And I think one of the little things that I noticed on my wife and my vehicle, they kind of have that spoiler, so to speak, on the back of your tailgate, their Jeeps. But it would always, you couldn't kind of maybe get that dirt. Your vehicle the same way. And now you have a person that actually brushes that.
Yeah.
So that is the little things that mean a lot.
Yeah, and that's just one of the many things we do. I mean, we have multiple people that pre-soak your vehicle, loosens up all the dirt, so when they spray it again as they come back around, if your vehicle's, you know, pretty muddy, they get all that off. Down the back of your vehicle, they use a soft brush to get all that broken up and loose and off there. And that's just something that's a little bit different than, like, if you were to just go to a full automatic car wash, is you get all that off before the brushes go down, which help reduce any risk of catching, you know, dirt down the side of your vehicle. And it just makes for a better wash.
Yeah, and you have the choice. I mean, you can go through the tunnel or you can do the self-wash, right?
Yep, exactly. So
with the self-wash, does it take coins and tokens, or tokens?
That was one of the upgrades we did when we actually got the vehicle from Sawyer's, is we switched all the machines over. They do tokens, they do quarters, and they do credit cards. And that goes for pretty much all the equipment on the corner itself, around the lot.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to admit that I'm a bad driver, but going into that tunnel, sometimes it's nice to have somebody direct you where to hit the path.
Don't feel bad, Carla.
Okay.
I sometimes miss myself.
So. Okay, so it's nice to have someone guiding you, because a lot of places just have a mirror there, and they're very helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's nice to have someone just kind of guide you, and then you can just kind of sit back and go,
Exactly.
you know.
Yeah, one nice thing about, like, our car wash, too, is we actually use a chain that pulls your vehicle down. So, like, versus having a conveyor belt, because we've weighed the options before, like, different options we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Conveyor belts are nice because you fit lower cars that go down the tunnel. But the reason we stick with what we do, it allows the underbody sprayers to do a really efficient job.
Uh-huh.
It gets all the grime off, like, in the wintertime, helps prevent rust. All these cool little things. And, like, yeah, it's kind of an old school system that we have that does that. But there's a reason it's tried and true. It works good. It's efficient.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're talking with Richard Rivera, the general manager for Cornhusker Express Lube. We're talking auto wash, though. Membership-wise, can you talk a little bit about the memberships?
Yeah, so memberships are a really cool program we have that we offer as well. They start at $25 to $35. They've got different packages in between there. But you can go through as many times as you want in a day, a week, and there's no additional fees to it. You pay, you can join, you can cancel at any point in time. And if you have more than one vehicle or family that wants to join your membership, you actually get a discount on every additional vehicle that you put on there. It's 20% per vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the more you add, the more you save, which
yeah,
is really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. No, that's good.
My wife, you know, made me add her to my membership. So she likes it a lot. It's a great product.
Yeah, well, it is. It's a really good product. Cornhusker Auto Wash and Express Lube. Should we finish with one more song here, Richard? The obvious?
Yeah, I mean, there's only one song that's fitting, right?
I know, I love it. We got to go to the car wash, 852, Fremont's Morning Mix. We'll be back, wrap up our RVR Bank guest DJ show. Little Rolls Royce this morning, Fremont's Morning Mix, 855, as we're wrapping things up with our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning, Richard Rivera, the general manager for Cornhusker Express Lube. We really didn't talk pricing on the oil changes, so.
Yeah, so we have conventional full synthetic, starts at $55, goes up to $65, up to 6 quarts.
Okay.
I mean, the nice thing about that is we try to make it as affordable as we can for the customers. You get your free car wash included in that. We fill up your wash fluid. We'll go through. We check everything on your vehicle, kind of like we talked about earlier. We'll try to make sure we're 100% efficient when it comes to differentials, air filters, wiper blades, all that stuff, and we let you know things we see that needs replaced.
Yeah, the thing I like about that is you're not like, hey, you need to replace that now. You're like, there might be something you want to look at here.
Yeah exactly. We give you guys the option, hey, we stock this. Here's our price. If you'd like for us to do it, otherwise, if you want to even go like buy an air filter somewhere else, bring it to us. We put it in for free.
Yeah, right.
We won't bill you for that.
Exactly. So. Yeah, yeah. Let's also talk a little bit about some of the things that will be coming soon to Cornhusker Auto Wash.
Yeah, so we're actually looking at adding some extra services here as hand waxing. So something that we haven't been as real hands-on.
Mr. Miyagi is going to be there?
Yeah, you know, wax on, wax off, wax on, go all different directions.
Yep.
But yeah, $55, they're going to give you a hand wax, takes about an hour, and also includes a free car wash with that.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's going to be by appointment only, so that's a little different than what we normally do at any of the businesses, so you'll have to make appointments for that. So maybe it's just 5 or 10 of them that we do a day. Depends kind of on what we can fit in.
That'd be a perfect gift for Mother's Day if someone is a real car buff or something like that, don't you think?
I would love
exactly.
It. Yeah. As a mom, I would love it.
It helps take care of the paint, especially with the Nebraska harsh weather. It's
hard.
So
yeah, for sure. That,
we're going to be adding in some more vacuums in the near future as well, so keep an eye on our social media pages, all that stuff for when we announce all that coming to you.
Okay. All right. And make sure to vote here pretty soon, right?
Yeah. We want to thank everybody for voting us best of Fremont for the wash and the lube shop as well. We appreciate you guys. We couldn't do it without you. And don't forget, it is now time to vote for best of Fremont.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Thank you for coming in. A lot of good information.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. I was nervous to be in here. But it's been awesome. Great. You guys are awesome. We appreciate you.
Well, we're
going to
give away some of that stuff you brought next week, too. We'll continue and give some of that stuff away, too.
Well, I brought it in here, so whatever you guys want to do from that point.
Yeah. Very good. Chuck, things going on at the bank? I know that relationship between Express Lube and Auto Wash and the bank.
Right, right. I'd be remiss without mentioning Brian Fox. Brian is the owner of both locations. Great man, hires great talent, and just a solid person. I know he works diligently to help his staff. He's really committed to mentoring them, and I think he does a great job. He gives to the community, and he's just a really, really solid person, and we appreciate the relationship. Appreciate Richard coming in today. He was nervous, but
he did really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did very well.
Did well.
Thank you.